the goal was to document the Black experience with the First Voice.
And so for 17 years, you have had this archive.
We're a very serious archive. We're a very advanced archive. We have 9,000 hours that's been documented over the 17-year period in 180 cities and towns. So we have a website that is sort of viewed as a Black Wikipedia. So behind the scenes, we've been working on indexing this collection with the help of Carnegie Mellon University. The only attempt to record the Black experience until we came along was the W.P.A. Slave Narratives. And there were 2,300 former slaves interviewed between the years of 1936 and 38. They were old when they were interviewed and young when slavery ended, but that's 19th century documentation. There had been virtually no attempt to record the 20th century and as we move forward, the 21st century. The beauty of things is that now in the Library of Congress are the stories of the formerly enslaved and the stories of the descendants of the formerly enslaved under one roof. I went into this project thinking that maybe there would not be interest in my lifetime. But pretty quickly, we were getting calls from the BBC, DreamWorks, Lithuania. I mean, you know, all over. We're here because Randall Pinkston, who's here with
me. Which I was going to get to next, because he's from Mississippi.
He's from Mississippi.
A longtime broadcaster with an illustrious career.
Yeah, through my friends that I have maintain contact with, we've been able to find people who will be very interested in what Dr. Richardson is talking about.
I think this is one of the places that you have never come to.
Never come to Mississippi. And
yeah.
Think about that. How, I want to say crazy.
Mississippi.
How crazy is that, right? I mean, we have lots of Mississippi stories, but we had not been here.
Well, one of the things that I heard you talk about is how you want people to receive this information. You have a website. You can become a member. You can get access to the archives. And she's also trying to get universities, colleges. She's trying to get subscribers.
Now, this is video.
This is video.
Is there audio?
Yes.
There's video and audio.
And transcripts.
But ultimately, the goal here is to tell the stories of African Americans as far back as you can go up to, as current as you can go, and get as many people involved, and so you can get more stories.
That's right. So, well, you can see what people were doing in the legal arena. They were doing in education and in business and in, you know, music and arts, you know, so we have a more diversified story, you
and
know.
And then have children tap into this.
That's right.
There were a lot of important people, events, and places that occurred right here in Mississippi. I was just talking about Jackson, but the Delta. I mean, we all know about B.B. King, but that he's one of many.
People are going to marvel at these parents that raised children in a very hostile environment where the children totally felt loved, were totally nurtured, were totally prepared to go out into a segregated society and survive and thrive. I mean, look at how many communities are under siege and how the story of the Black Southern experience could be freeing, healing, and an example for others that are under that kind of siege.
We appreciate you. Juliana Richardson and Randall Pinkston, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.